What sort of lead magnet should you create or should you create next to support you and your business? This is what we're going to be diving into today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love supporting small business owners with saving time and creating more efficiency in their businesses so that they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. Hi, this is Editing Kayla. When I went back and looked at my original video on lead magnets, it was way too long to post it all as one video, so I've broken it up into three parts. The first part is on content, the second part is on format, and the third part is on testing. So I encourage you to make sure that you watch all three parts because it all works together so that you can create a great lead magnet for you and your business. If you have not watched part one on content, the link should be on the screen now. And if you have not watched part two on format, that link should be on the screen now. Thanks for watching, and let's get back to talking about lead magnets. If you don't get a lot of response to your lead magnet right away, it means that either this is not something that people actually really need or want, your messaging, your copy may not quite be on point. So maybe it is something that's useful to people, but the way you're presenting it is not resonating with them, or it's not a format that people want to sign up for. So you're probably going to have to experiment a little bit with what you're offering and how you're presenting it. I encourage you to tweak and test one element at a time so that you know what is and is not actually working. So if the main thing you're not sure about is the messaging, then put your lead magnet out there and, you know, give yourself a set period of time, whether it's a week or a few weeks or a month, and see how people are responding. Track things like how many people are coming to the page to see your lead magnet, and then the number of those people who are actually signing up for it, because that's a really good indication of whether or not your messaging is convincing. And if you're not sure about the content of your lead magnet, if it's actually something that people want and need, then you may want to get some test subjects together and have them do it and tell you what you think. Make sure these are people who are going to be objective and honest with you and not like your mom, who's going to tell you you're amazing and great and what have you. And this is where, you know, if this is an exercise that you have clients do regularly, you can check in with them and see what they actually think about it. And then if you're not sure about the format, try it a few different ways. Try, you know, marketing a PDF, see how that works. Try marketing a mini course, see how that works. And, you know, you may revamp the same sort of concept multiple times until you get it right, or until you reach the point where you're ready to do something new, and that's okay. So I hope that you have fun with this process. And the other aspect of this that I don't want to get into too much because it's its own thing is an important part of your lead magnet is how you actually get it out there. It's not enough to just put it on your website or mention it in your Instagram stories every once in a while or post it once on Facebook. If you want to get your lead magnet out there and you want traffic and you want people regularly signing up for it, you need to promote it actively, regularly. So, you know, this could mean that you need to mention it on social media at least once a week. I don't mean necessarily post about it, but for example, if you're active on Instagram, you should be putting it in your Instagram stories at least once a week. You can even put a box in there to tell people to drop their email address so that you can sign them up for it. If you have a blog, you can put a sign up form or an ad for your lead magnet in your blog posts. If you are doing networking events or presentations or workshops or what have you, you can mention it to people and give them the information to sign up. Or, you know, if you are in the position of passing around a sign-up sheet or something like that, then you can get people's information that way as well. And of course, I'm sure you've already thought of this already. Once you have experimented with your lead magnet and you've got it pretty tight, like I wouldn't necessarily recommend this for a brand new untested lead magnet, but you know that your messaging is pretty solid and what you're offering is pretty solid, you could consider doing paid advertising of some sort, like Instagram ads, Facebook ads, something like that. This is completely optional. It is a way to get more traffic than you can organically, but I know people who run their entire business without ever doing paid ads. So it's not necessary, but it is an option, especially if you find that the organic methods are just not getting you the results that you're looking for. So set some results goals, do some experimenting, try some different types of lead magnets or try some different methods of getting it in front of people and see how you do. Let me know down in the comments if you have any questions. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them, and I will see you soon.